This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3483 for Wednesday the 8th of December 2021. Today's show is entitled, PinePhone 64 Review. It is the 50th show of SigFlub, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, SigFlub got a PinePhone, and wants to talk about it.
Greetings, nerds. This is another edition of Hacker Public Radio. My name is SigFlub Sinislabel. And in this riveting edition, I'm going to talk about the PinePhone 64, which is a Linux phone that was gifted to me some while ago. I ordered it in September, and it came in November. So it took a while, but it's been fun using it and whatnot. The first thing that you realize once you have it, once you get it, is that the back comes off to expose the battery and whatnot. Let me just take the back off here. All right, and so there's a place to put your SIM card. There's a place to put your SD card. It's kind of in the same place. But then you have these DIP switches in back. And those switches are enable or disable different aspects of the phone, like having the camera on or the wireless on and whatnot, which is a really convenient thing to be able to disable things hardware-wise instead of just software. So the very first thing you do is you take the battery out, because the battery has a piece of plastic separating the pins to the phone, so the battery doesn't discharge while it's in stock or whatever. So yeah, the first thing you do is take the battery out and take that little thing out and pop back on like that. And it's very serviceable. You'll notice there's a lot of just sort of regular screws, like Phillips screws and whatnot, which is good. You boot it, and it boots into this weird version of Plasma over Manjaro. The distribution in it is Manjaro. And it was me learning Pac-Man, right? Which is the application manager, I guess, for Manjaro, which I really like Pac-Man. It's kind of cool. But it does come with, I'll tell you what it comes with in the box. It comes with a USB-C to USB-A cable, which is convenient. And then this little docky thing, not a docky thing, this little thing that plugs in with the USB-C to your phone and has Ethernet, HDMI, and two USB-A plugs. And that thing is slick as hell. That's really useful. And so it comes with that. I can't believe it comes with that. This whole thing is $200. So it's not prohibitively expensive, which is good. So I boot it up. It boots up Plasma/Manjaro. And then I connect to it by the Ethernet using that adapter that I was talking about. And from there, and Pac-Man and whatnot. And I didn't have a SIM card for this yet. So I was like, well, what can I get running on this? So I eventually got GDM running, running ICE Window Manager, which is pretty cool. Kind of impractical. It's not like a phone. It's more of like a desktop, right? And so I searched around for things that are more phone things. And I found Ubuntu Touch, which is very, very pretty. I got a SIM card for it, and I downloaded Ubuntu Touch. I should comment on the boot sequence. It does have an SD card slot. What happens is it first boots the phone, the memory from the phone, if there's no SD card and if there's no external USB drive. If there's an external USB drive, it boots that first. And if that's not there, it boots the SD card, which is convenient because you can have an SD card that doesn't overwrite what's on the phone. So it's like things go terribly, terribly wrong. You can boot from the phone memory. Yeah, so I got Ubuntu Touch, which is, again, very pretty, and too bad it doesn't work. It makes phone calls sometimes, and receives and sends texts sometimes, which is very inconvenient for a phone. So I switched back to Manjaro because I have a SIM card now, so I was going to see how that handles the calls. And it's pretty well. It handles it pretty well. It's very laggy. But the thing is, when I call someone, like when I call my other phone, the audio is awful. It's like unsigned audio on a signed carrier. Like it's just and so that's pretty bad. And so yeah, calling on it sucks. I eventually found Phosh, which I believe is Phone Shell, over Mobian, this distribution of Debian called Mobian, which is pretty good. So I flashed that to a card, or DD'd it to a card rather, to put in the phone. And the very first thing you want to do is run apt upgrade to upgrade everything to its current state, and that takes a while. But you can call. Like once that was done, I can make calls. I can receive calls. It was not flaky like Ubuntu Touch, and whatnot. And so I'm like, oh, I don't like the default ringtones. There's no settings in the settings for a ringtone. So I had to change that manually. I believe the location of the ringtone is user share something something user shares. It's if you Google for it, you'll find it. It's just a directory which has ogg vorbis files for all the audio that's that plugging in, plugging out, getting a call, getting a text, that kind of audio. So you can just replace those with whatever you want. Overall, it's pretty good. It charges really fast, but it also discharges really fast. So I have to charge it every day. I don't really use it too much, but I have it in my pocket, and by the end of the day, it's completely drained. So I have to charge it every night. And the thing with the Phosh over Mobian is, let me open the phone here. If you go to settings, you go to displays, you can change the resolution or the scale rather of the phone from 100% to 200%. Excuse me, to 200%. The native resolution on the phone is 720 by 1440. So the 200% is pretty good. And it's not, it's it looks like it's scaled, not scaled, it looks like it's interpolated. What I believe is the changing of the resolution, or the scale rather, changes Wayland, and over Wayland is Xorg. So everything looks nice. It doesn't look really pixelated or anything like that, which is pretty good. And let's see here. What else do I have to talk about this phone? Here, how about this? Call me. My phone number is 952-564. And that's my Linux phone. So thank you everyone for listening, and take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.